Hello, everyone. Nick Zamorelli here with you from Coventry, Rhode Island, for the very first time on Main Menu. It's great to be with you. I discovered ACB Radio and Main Menu about a year ago, and it has really enriched my life significantly, and so I'm thrilled to be part of the Main Menu team. About a year ago, Jonathan Mosen did an extensive and excellent review on the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Digital Organizer. Well, Parrot has recently come out with two new versions of the software for that unit, and I'm here to take you through the changes to the VoiceMate as a result of those new software releases. In Jonathan's review, he stated that he gave the unit a rating of 9 out of 10, and that it would have been a 10 out of 10, but for the fact that erasing phone book entries was and continues to be a very cumbersome process. But there have been so many positive changes to the VoiceMate that I thought the unit was worth a bit of a second look. And so that's what I'm going to do for you here today. If you haven't purchased the VoiceMate, or perhaps you have and you want to read about these software changes, you can find out about all things VoiceMate by visiting the Parrot VoiceMate accessibility site at http://voice-assistant.com. Once there, you'll find links to email Phil Scovel, who is the preeminent man regarding these VoiceMate and its software in the United States. You'll find links to read about the VoiceMate, its brochure, its online user's guide, its new software. You'll find links to read about the modifications as a result of the new software. And, of course, you can download the latest versions of the software right there from the website. I mentioned the online user's guide a second ago, and I should tell you that the online user's guide, which is excellent and provided by Phil, does not yet reflect the changes in the new VoiceMate software. Phil is working on this. I've emailed him recently, and he has said that changes to the online user's guide are forthcoming, and I suspect that you'll see those sooner rather than later. But that's one of the reasons that I've decided to go ahead and do this review. Because if you have the VoiceMate and you haven't checked in a while for new software releases, it's time. If you've not purchased the VoiceMate, I'd say it's also time to do that. Because what was good about the VoiceMate before is better as a result of the changes in the new software. Having said that, let's get right to them. If you purchase a version of the VoiceMate from a dealer, you will likely find the latest software preloaded. If this isn't the case, you can, of course, purchase a PC kit for the VoiceMate, which comes with a cable which attaches to the serial port, and then the other end goes and plugs into the VoiceMate. And the conversion kit also comes with a CD, which, again, will likely have the latest version of the software on it. If it does not, you can go to the website and download the latest version. They are 3.4 and 3.5. Those are the two latest versions of the software. Most of the changes to the VoiceMate and to the functionality of the unit have taken place from version 3.3 to 3.4 of the software. There are only a couple of changes from version 3.4 to 3.5, and I'll let you know what those are. When you get the VoiceMate, either right out of the box or if you've downloaded the latest version of the software, you'll notice some changes right away. The first change that you'll notice is that when you go to press the function selector button, nothing will happen. The reason for this is that in control panel, the keyboard lock function is set to on. So you would need to open your door in order to gain full access to the VoiceMate. If you don't like this setting, you can go into Control Panel, press the Menu button, which is the top left-hand button once you've opened the door of the four buttons that surround the speaker grill. Press the left arrow key, which is the left of the two buttons right underneath the four that surround the speaker grill. Press that left arrow three times. You'll hear keyboard lock on. Press the yes key, which is the bottom left of those four buttons that surround the speaker grill, and you'll hear keyboard lock off, and you'll be ready to go. What Parrot has endeavored to do here with these latest software changes is to help you conserve some battery life. They've heard a great deal from a great many users of this unit that battery life still continues to be a problem. And so they're trying to help you to conserve battery life a bit, which is certainly an honorable thing to do. I, however, at least when I'm here at home, prefer that my keyboard lock is off, and so that's how I have it set. There are several changes within several of the applications of the VoiceMate, and we'll go through them now. Probably the most important change within the new software is that when the unit goes to sleep, in prior versions of the VoiceMate software, whenever the unit went to sleep and you went to wake up the unit, you heard this. Phone book is what you heard. And so no matter what function you were in, whether you were in the memo or the appointment book or the clock or whatever it happened to be, whenever the unit went to sleep, it always defaulted back to the phone book. This is a major change. Because now what happens is that whenever the VoiceMate goes to sleep, it will awaken in the last place that you left it. This is a good thing. Because what it means is that if you're working in the calculator, you don't have to worry about cycling all the way back to the calculator if the unit's gone to sleep. You simply either open the door or press that front selector button and bingo, you're right into calculator. Let me demonstrate that for you now. I have VoiceMate set to shut down after 20 seconds, which it has done. I will press that front selector button again.
Phone book,
that's what it did before. Now I'm going to cycle over to clock.
Memo, appointment, clock.
I'm in the clock now, and I'm just going to let the unit go to sleep. And what's really cool about this is that if you're, say you're in the clock mode, and you want to know what time it is, you simply press the side key, double-click it, and it will tell you what time it is. It's been about 20 seconds now, and the VoiceMate has gone to sleep, and I will press that function selector button again, and you will hear, there it is, clock. It goes to sleep in the last place that you left it, which is a wonderful feature. Let's tab back to the phone book now, because there are a number of significant changes to the phone book. The first change is that the DTMF volume, the tones that are used, the dialing standard that's used pretty much throughout the world for dialing phone numbers, that volume is set to 2. I think that's a little bit too low. I have it set to 8, which is as high as it will go. There have been some warnings that it could distort and thereby confuse the phone system. I haven't seen this, and so I have it set to 8, and that's where I left it. The other important change to the phone book occurs when you're trying to modify a phone number. Now, I've done a phone book entry for myself so that I could demonstrate some of these new phone book functions to you. So let me press the side key. The VoiceMate has gone to sleep, but it's in phone book because that's where I left it. I'll press the side key and I'll say, Nick Zamorelli.
8-2-8-8-2-3.
And there's my phone number. Now let's suppose for the sake of argument that I want to change my phone number. I've had that phone number now for, 13 or 14 years. But let's just suppose, for the sake of argument, that I want to change that phone number. I'm going to open the door. It's asked me if I want to memorize Nick Zamorelli. No, I don't, because I've already done that. So I'll press the no key, which, of course, is the right-hand key of those four, the bottom right-hand key of the four that surround the speaker grill. I'll press the menu key.
Modify the phone numbers.
And it says modify the phone numbers. I'm going to press yes on this.
Enter the telephone number and press yes. 8.
Now, that's not changed. You press yes, and it gives you the first digit of the number that's there. Prior to version 3.4 of the software, you had to delete the entire number or simply delete the digit that was incorrect in order to make a change in the phone number. This was a bit of a hassle. Now what you're able to do is simply, as long as you're at the beginning of the phone number, just type in the new number and it will overwrite the entire old number. You'll recall that the old number was 8285823. Well, now I'm going to just type in a new number.
8221013.
8221013. I'm going to quickly cycle through all the other phone numbers that are available to me.
Enter the.
Nick Zamorelli
has been recorded.
And there it is. Nick Zamorelli has been recorded. And now I will close the door as I've done. Speak the name again. Nick Zamorelli.
Nick Zamorelli.
8221013.
And there it is. The new phone number is in there. Now, of course, that's not my correct phone number. So I want to go back in. I want to change it again. I'm going to press menu.
Modify the phone numbers.
Modify the phone numbers. Press yes.
Enter the telephone number and press yes. 8.
And the first number is spoken, and so I'll just overwrite the entire number.
8285823.
Go ahead and press all of the other
Enter the
numbers
enter
there.
The,
go through them all
enter the cellular phone
by pressing
enter
the yes key.
Nick Zamorelli
has been recorded.
Nick Zamorelli has been recorded. We'll close the door. We'll speak Nick Zamorelli.
8285823.
And there it is. The new old phone number is back. And that's a wonderful feature because it's a real time saver if for whatever reason you have to modify a phone number. Another major change to the phone book function of the VoiceMate is that suppose you have several numbers under one entry. For purposes of this review, I've recorded three entries under my name. I recorded a default number, which happens to be my home number. I recorded my fax number and my mobile number. Prior to version 3.4 of the software, you could speak the name and the default number would come up. If you wanted to access the other numbers, you needed to open the door and arrow through each number until you found the one that you wanted. What the new versions of the software allow you to do is to keep the door closed and then press and release the side key, and the VoiceMate would cycle through all of the numbers within a given entry. Let me demonstrate that. The VoiceMate has gone to sleep, but I'm still in phone book, so I'm going to go ahead and say Nick Zamorelli.
Nick Zamorelli.
8285823.
All right, there's the default phone number that I put in. Now, I'm going to click the side key once and release it, and watch what happens.
Nick Zamorelli.
Fax. 8285056.
See, it's read me the fax number. I double click, or I single click again and release.
Nick Zamorelli.
Cellular phone 2190480.
And there it is. The door was closed all that time, and I simply cycled through by clicking the side key once and releasing it, and it went through all of the entries within that one, all of the numbers within that one entry. Now, according to the document which cites the changes within the VoiceMate, what's supposed to happen is that once it's cycled through all of the entries, it's supposed to go back to the first number within that name. Let's see if that's the case. Nick Zamorelli. That's home. That's the default number. Here's fax. Here's mobile. And now, let's press it again. I've got three entries in there, three numbers in there. Let's press it again and see what happens. And it does. It goes right back to the first entry that you recorded. Right back to the first number that you recorded for that particular name. Which I think, again, is a wonderful feature because it saves you some time. Let's go now to the memo feature because there are a number of significant improvements here.
Memo.
We're into the memo feature. And one of the things that we find within the memo feature is that by default, the edit type is set to short. Now, I have mine set to long, but I had to go back in and change that. When you download the new software, the edit type is set to short. So I'm going to go back in. I'm going to change that so that it is as it would be right after download.
Edit type long.
It says edit type long. I'm going to press the yes key.
Edit type short.
Edit type short. Okay, so there it is. Now, I've recorded a memo for purposes of this demonstration, and it's the only memo that I've recorded prior to the demonstration, so I know it's my last memo. So I'm going to close the door. I've just closed the door. I'm going to double-click the side key now and listen to what happens.
I'm recording the memo now in conjunction with a review for HDV Radio, which I'm demonstrating these as a result of the latest versions of the software by Parrot.
Notice what was there. It was only the text of the memo that I recorded. There was no synthesizer speech at all. Now I'm going to open up the door again. Press the menu button.
Edit type short.
It says edit type short. I'm going to press yes.
Edit type long.
And this is where there is a major change. Prior to version 3.4 of the software, if you double-clicked the side key to hear your last memo, you would hear the synthesizer say, last memo, followed by the time and date, followed by the actual text of the memo. So it took quite a while for you to be able to get to the actual meat of the memo, the stuff that you recorded. And what that, I think, made a lot of people do is to just go to edit type short so that they wouldn't have to wait. What the change has done is this. Give a listen.
Last memo.
During the memo now, junction with a review in which I'm demonstrating these as a result of the latest versions of the software by Parrot.
Recorded at 5 p.m. Monday, March 17th, 2002.
And so you see what it's done there. It's given us the position of the memo, then the text of the memo, which after all is the most important thing, and then after that, it's given us the time and date upon which the memo was recorded. This, I think, is a very significant change because it allows one to keep the edit type as long, but still silence the speech after the text if you don't want to hear the time and date, but yet it's there if you want it. And so, too, is the position of the memo, whether it's memo number one, memo number two, or whether it's the last memo that's recorded. So I think that's a huge change, and I think very beneficial. Let's go to the appointment book now and see what changes have been made there. There's really only one, but it's a fairly significant change.
Memo. Appointment.
We're into the appointment book. What they've done here is to allow the date to be spoken that you want to record an appointment on. So, for example, when you record an appointment and you key in the date, as long as there are no other appointments recorded on that date, when you press the yes key, the date that you've just keyed in for that appointment will be spoken. So let me demonstrate that. Open the door. And I'm going to record an appointment for the arrival of spring. Yes, I would. I have my appointment with keyword setting activated. And so I'll press the yes key.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes. Sunday, March 17th, 2002.
Sunday, March 17th, 2002. That's when this review is being recorded. And that's not, that hasn't changed. That's still as before. It always gives you the date that you're on, which is kind of neat. Now we'll go ahead and press 2002. Goodness. And now we're going to go ahead and press the yes key. I don't think I have any appointments on this date, and so we'll give a listen to what happens. So it's given us the date that we've just keyed in. It tells us that we have no appointment, and then tells us to go ahead and enter the time of the appointment. Now, I'm not sure of the official arrival of spring here in the United States. I'm not sure what time that is, but we'll just make a time up. We'll say 02:56 p.m. We already know it's on p.m. If you wanted to confirm that, you would just press 0.
A.M.
Now you're on a.m.
P.M.
Now you're back to p.m. Now, again, I don't know that that's the official time of the arrival of spring, but that's all right. And we'll just press the yes key.
Would you like a reminder?
No, I don't want a reminder.
Would you like a notification beep?
Yes, I'd love a notification beep. I want to know the second that spring has arrived. So I'll press yes.
Press the side key and record the appointment.
And now I can record the appointment text. It might as well be spring. And now the appointment has been recorded. It's in there. And I know that it's the right date because the voicemate spoke the date to me. Now, one thing you should know, if you have appointments already scheduled on that day, it will only speak the date if there is no appointment recorded on that specific day. Other than that, if you do have appointments recorded, what it will tell you when you press the, after you've keyed in the date and you press the yes key, it will say you have some appointments at 2:56 p.m. And then you'll go ahead and key in the time for the next appointment. And so that is another nice function. Let's go to the clock. All right. The only significant change within the clock setting in the new software is that the clock defaults, the date defaults to January 1st, 2001. But what's really neat about the clock function is that if you allow the voicemate to go to sleep in the clock function and you know you've left it there, you can simply double click the side key when the unit is asleep and you will hear
5 p.m. Sunday, March 17th. 2002.
You'll hear the time, which is very, very cool. Now we'll go to the calculator. There is only one change to the calculator function. It is a change from version 3.4 to version 3.5. According to what I have read, in version 3.4, if you opened the door and press the menu button while in the calculator application, you would hear percent. Now, when you're in the calculator function, if you open the door
calculator
and then press the menu key, you will hear
convert from euros,
and that's what you get. All of the other functions are the same. It's just the default function that has changed. It used to be percent. Now it's euro to currency. Dialing assistant, there haven't really been any changes there. And in control panel, we alluded to those changes earlier. Keyboard lock is set to on, and volume is set to 2. The other thing that I didn't mention to you involves the phone book, back in the phone book again. And that is, that in version 3.4, you could cycle through the names within one particular, cycle through the numbers within one particular name, and it would go ahead and speak those to you if you simply pressed the side key. In version 3.5, you still have that option, but you also have an additional option. If you press the side key while the synthesizer is reading a number, speech will be silenced. This was not the case in 3.4. All that would happen when you press the side key in version 3.4 was that you would simply be cycling back within all of the numbers under one given name. And I like the idea that you can silence speech, because if you're in a room full of people and you simply don't want everyone hearing the number that you've just called up, you can simply say the name of the person. You'll hear your voice. The synthesizer will start to say the number. You'll silence the speech and then simply pick up the phone, hold the voice made up to the receiver, double click the side key, and that number is dialed as always. And so those are the major changes as a result of the new versions of the VoiceMate software. I think that these changes have taken a good thing and made it even better. What's next? In my opinion, Parrot really needs to look at the idea of a recharging system for batteries within the VoiceMate. Now, there's a lot of talk, or there was a lot of talk back when I was on the VoiceMate mailing list, about how a lot of people just didn't want rechargeable batteries. They didn't want a rechargeable battery unit that you couldn't remove. You don't need that. All Parrot needs to do, and it would involve some structural changes to the unit, is to develop an AC adapter in which you could plug a battery charger. Then take rechargeable, whether it be NiCad or nickel metal hydride batteries, AAA batteries, put them in the unit, and then simply plug the AC adapter in, one end to the VoiceMate, obviously, and one end into the wall, and the batteries would be charged right there in the unit. That would be, I think, a significant improvement to this unit. And then, of course, as Jonathan alluded to in his review last year on Main Menu, they need to really look at the process of erasing telephone numbers and the fact that it is still a very cumbersome process. There needs to be a manner in which one can erase all of the phone numbers under a given entry. And there is precedent for this. In the memo feature, there is an option to delete all memos. It seems to me that it would not be a stretch for them to incorporate something like this into the phone book feature. Other than that, the changes that have been made to the VoiceMate software are significant. And I think if you haven't purchased the software, or if you haven't purchased the VoiceMate because you were waiting for some slight improvements, I think you've got them. And I think it's time for you to go out and get one of these things. It's one of the best technological purchases I've ever made. And so I highly recommend it to everyone who has a busy schedule and is on the go. That's just about it from here for now. If you have any questions, again, you can visit the Parrot Accessibility website at http://voice-assistant.com. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to email me at z.66@cox.net. Thank you very much for spending some time with me, and hopefully we'll see you again soon. So long.